today on Real Radio.
This is a spiritual situation we're talking about when God engineered sex. It is created by God. And we get this thing in our minds, well, we're Christians, we can't talk about that. Are you kidding me? Our God made it. We need to get it back from the world that's abused it and ruined it. God did this.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Being a Christian in Your Home, Part 2, continues a series called Life and Bible. As Christ followers, we say we believe in God's Word and that its pages hold the answers to wisdom and understanding. But at some point, we really need to move from simple understanding to a deeper knowledge of His will. Now, previously in Part 1, we learned that it's in the heart of each and every one of us to have someone who loves us. So God designed marriage to be a spiritual covenant for the specific purpose of growing and thriving in the home. It's the body, soul, and spirit of two people coming together as one. And when we have only eyes for each other, it's the connection that can't be broken. So today on day two of this message, Pastor Jack tells us there's a lot of truth in the saying, love is blind. When you're in love, you don't see the imperfections. Your eyes look only upon each other, and your souls are passionate towards keeping that love alive. And now in his message called Being a Christian in Your Home, Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Listen to this. Your lips are like a strand of scarlet. I don't know about you, but that's pretty awesome stuff. Listen, that means he's looking at her lips. Hello? That's one of the most sensual things ever. It's quiet in here now. You guys are paying attention. This is good. He's looking at her lips. Maybe she's talking, or maybe she's just standing there, or maybe he's just remembering. And he's saying, man, your lips are like a strand of scarlet. That's pretty awesome. He's complimenting her. Your mouth is lovely. Your temples behind your veil are like a piece of pomegranate. Your neck is like the Tower of David, built for an armory on which hang 1,000 bucklers, all shields of mighty men. Your two breasts are like two fawns, twins of a gazelle, which feed among the lilies. Verse 6, listen to this. Until the day breaks and the shadows flee away, I will go my way to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. You are all fair, my love, and there is no spot in you. This guy's in love. Solomon is in love with her. When you're in love with somebody, do you see spots on them? Let me tell you something. If somebody says, oh, I love you, but man, you know what? I don't dig that freckle right there. If you could do something with that freckle, then we got a future. Then they don't love you. Something's weird there. Something's wrong. The old saying, love is blind. There's a lot of truth to that. That's the grace of God. I mean, look at us. I mean, you look good. But there's an amazing thing here that Solomon is teaching and speaking to us. And God has seen fit to preserve this for us today. He says in verse 8, come with me from Lebanon, my spouse. With me from Lebanon. Look from the top of Amana. And from, he lists these regions of, in fact, one of my favorite in Hermon, beautiful snow-capped mountain. From the lion's dens, from the mountains of leopards, he describes this. Look at verse 9. You have ravaged my heart, my sister, my spouse. The sister's a reference to our faith. We believe in the same God. We are one. Listen, my spouse. You have ravaged my heart. Here it is. With what? With one look of your eyes. I want you to look at verse 6, until the day breaks. Do you know what that means? Hang on to your seats. It means that this husband and wife, they had been up all night with each other. I think that's pretty awesome. They're absolutely in love. Man, I don't know. He loved me, but now we got married and all that fun stuff's over. That's not good. You need to make sure that, as we talked about last time, that you date your husband and your wife all the way through the engagement, through the marriage, and for the rest of their lives. You need to keep it going. Those of you who are married, those of you who are single, do not listen to what I'm going to say right now. You're not allowed to hear this. Those of you who are married, listen, listen. Go out and buy a book. It's a Christian book. It's a Christian book, but only married people ought to buy it. It's called Sheet Music. And let me tell you, don't read it unless you have some time. Because it is written by a Christian to Christians about the God who created marriage in the environment of sexual pleasure. It's absolutely amazing. Solomon would have said, I like the book. It's very, very amazing. What gives in a marriage? In this sense, you and I do, whenever we think. Will you jot that down? How we think. As Christians, we're fighting, as I mentioned, a constant battle against the forces of lust and immorality in this life, in this world, with all the things that are pressing against us, and our marriage and our relationships are under attack. There's a crisis in the home today, and I'm not talking financial. Listen, it's time for husbands to become men who protect and cover their wives. Christian men tonight, you need to make sure that you are protecting your wife. See, Jack, how do I do that? I want you, this is your homework if you're married, and you can do this if you're engaged. Put your arms around your wife or your wife-to-be, and you pray over her. Lord, protect her. Lord, keep her pure. Lord, make us strong. Don't let us fall. If you're single, don't let us fall. Don't let us cross that line. But listen, husbands, cover your wives in prayer, because listen, the moment your wife leaves the house, there's a whole world of men out there. And all it takes is one to ruin your home. It's time for wives to create and to display a home, perhaps, that is, or even a bedroom, perhaps, that invites her husband home. These things we need to be careful about. I've shared with you guys before in Sunday message a long time ago about model homes. Lisa and I love to go look at model homes and how clean and perfect they are. The only thing is nobody lives in them. And the fruit is fake. It's all wax. Nothing's real. It looks good, but nothing's real. And life, listen, life comes by, looks like life, looks fantastic. And it's got all of this allurement. Hey, come be with me. It may not be a model home, but maybe it's a model guy or a model girl. And wow, look at that. Oh, no, 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 don't look at that. You want to grab your eyes and turn away. Why? Because that's how the enemy enters in, begins to play with our minds, begins to affect the way that we think. Listen to what Solomon said in Proverbs 5, verse 15, to his son. Solomon was a pretty cool dad, I take it. Listen to this. Mom and dad, listen up. You have kids? Listen to this. Do you have sons? Listen to this. I got to warn you. God has given us imagination. Okay? Proverbs 5, 15. Drink water from your own cistern. Cistern, that's a well of water. In other words, don't go drink water at someone else's well. And running water from your own well. Should your fountain be dispersed abroad? Streams of water in the streets. He said, don't do that. Let them be only your own and not for strangers. Wow. Let your fountain be blessed. This is God speaking to us through Solomon. And he's telling this to his son. Hey, son, I want your fountain blessed. Okay, Dad. Right on. And rejoice with the wife of your youth. Is that awesome? We're not going to look at what the word rejoice means. You can look at it later. As a loving deer and a graceful doe, let her breast satisfy you always at all times. And always be enraptured with her love. For why should you, my son, be enraptured by an immoral woman and be embraced in the arms of a seductress? Mom and dad, you got kids? Have you sat down and told them what's up and what's not and which way to go and where to stay out of? Listen, this is a dangerous thing. We'll cover this in some weeks ahead, but this is a big deal. Have you sat down to tell your young kids about the birds and the bees? Watch this. Most Christian parents, no, we don't talk about that. We're Christians. Oh, that's brilliant. So you're going to let the public school system tell them about it. Because that's exactly what's going on. Who's going to listen, in this world, if your kid's 12 or 13 years of age, they probably already know it. Oh, no, not my kid, especially your kid. If you're saying, not my kid, probably your kid for sure. Why? It's not because your kid's bad or you're bad. It's because this world is wicked and innocence is under attack. Mom and dad, listen, I don't know what you got to do, but dad, take your son out on a drive, go to a baseball game. I don't care what it is. Take a hike, go up the mountain and say, son, here's the deal. This is what we're going to talk about. And I got to tell you, you know what? About 5 minutes into it, you're going to turn every shade of red under the sun. And then once it's over, it's great. And your son will think, I mean, I can talk to my dad about anything. You'll be a hero. Won't feel like it at that moment, but wow. But don't be surprised. And listen, if you say, now, son, and we need to talk about something, and then here's the deal. Have you ever thought about where babies come from? Listen, he'll probably say, Dad, I already know all this. Okay, then if you already know all this, then let's run through it one more time, but let me add this to it. This is a spiritual situation we're talking about when God engineered sex. It is created by God. And we get this thing in our minds, well, we're Christians, we can't talk about that. Are you kidding me? Our God made it. We need to get it back from the world that's abused it and ruined it. God did this. Don't you Christians only have sex when you're going to have a kid? I mean, right? And then even then, what? No. Number one thing, God created sex for pleasure. Number two, for propagation. Pleasure first, kids later. God made it that way. We get this bizarre thinking, this Puritan type of thinking that, well, nope, nope. No, God says yes, yes. In the area of marriage. But how we think really, really matters. And Solomon is warning his son. Son, stay away from the seductress. And there are people, listen, there are people in this world, they may not even understand it themselves, but because you're a Christian, you are an enemy to the kingdom of darkness. Satan can't stand you, hates you, wants to see your life destroyed. There's people that you know. There's people at the company you work at or on your street, there's people that you know somehow, some way, that they have thoughts about being with you, and they don't even care. It's all about themselves being satisfied, but what's the end result? Your life's destroyed. Oh, they're just flirting. Are you kidding? And you've all seen that happen. I've seen it happen. Working at a corporation for 13 years, I remember I was sitting in my cubicle. I'll never forget it. I'm not going to say their names. I remember their names because of what I heard. This girl came up to the guy that's in the cubicle next to mine, and she said, you know what? Please forgive me. I just find you so incredibly attractive because you are such a hard worker, and I really respect that. I find that irresistible. Sorry. Bye. Okay, I don't know what her motive was. Maybe you ladies do. But I know this, he's ruined. Because guess what he's thinking now? Every time he sees her, guess what? It wasn't long till they were together. She was single and he was married. We've all seen it. How does it start? By what's lodged in our minds and how we think, what's in there. The Bible says in Ephesians 6:11, put on the whole armor of God. A lot of Christians get suited up and they run out of the house, but they forget to put their helmet on. All these thoughts get shoved into our heads and dangled in front of us. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil, the trickery of Satan. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. That would be easy. I'm not much of a wrestler, but I think guns are cool. I'm a Second Amendment guy. I think guns are cool. George Washington and I would have gotten along just fine. And if you think I'm a weirdo, you should see my daughters shoot guns. They're really good at shooting guns. And so don't mess with my daughters because they can shoot guns. But it would be easy if you could shoot your enemy. But we can't do that. Our enemy is supernatural. You can launch a nuclear device against Satan. He's still standing there after the big flash. You and I as Christians, we wrestle against powers that are invisible. And you cannot see. And the Bible says that we need to be very careful about that. And that we need to bring these powers that come against us into the sights as we use God's words against the enemy. I mentioned, and this is the book of the month, Stormy O'Mardian's book, The Power of a Praying Husband. She says in that book that she interviewed thousands of women who said that for them, sex begins hours, if not a day or more, before anything physical ever takes place. Now listen, us guys are going, what? She says in the book, sex for women, she's speaking on behalf of women who've responded to her interview, that it begins days in advance, hours, days in advance. Where does it begin? Ladies, help me out. Where does it begin? In the mind. Thinking, thoughts, that's how powerful things are. We need to be very, very careful. In the same token, are you married? Yep. Then listen, husband, put thoughts in her head. Come on. Put those thoughts there. Both of you, husband and wife, ought to be putting thoughts there. Hey, what time will you be home tonight? What's the day? Why? Well, you know, I don't know. Why are you asking? I just thought, you know what? The kids are gone, or what do you think? And some people have their little clues, their little things, you know, like maybe it's the night. Look, it's the night. No. And some couples have actually developed clues. I'm not joking about this. And I've heard some couples say, you know what? We brush our teeth. That's one of the indicators. Because it's kind of hard to just walk up and say, hey, you know what? It's pretty quiet around here. You can't do that. That's not putting it in the mind. That's not. Notice Solomon, your lips are like a strand of scarlet. Now you can, that could be a clue. You call your wife tomorrow while she's at work and say, you know what? The study last night? Yeah. Well, your lips are like a strand of scarlet. I'm reading you loud and clear. But you can say things like this. You looked really great this morning when you went to work, and I can't wait to see you tonight. Start speaking and putting things into her head. And listen, those of you who are engaged, you know, you got to be careful how you say these things. But as a single man who is dating a girl and you're getting very serious, when you say, you know what, you look beautiful tonight, you can understand something. Her heart jumps when you say that. Women love to look beautiful. Dr. J. Vernon McGee, you know that famous statement of his? Dr. J. Vernon McGee, you guys know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
That guy's been dead forever, and he's the most listened to Bible teacher in the entire world. Dr. J. Vernon McGee says that as husband and wife, when you come home at night from work and see one another and greet one another, he says you need to make sure that you refresh yourself and look nice. I praise the Lord. Lisa, all our lives, Lisa has always refreshed herself before I've gotten home. It's just beautiful. It speaks volumes to me. She makes sure that her hair's all done up and she looks all nice every day. It's amazing. J. Vernon McGee said this. He said, listen, ladies, he said, somebody had wrote him, she knew, my husband wants me to wear makeup. And what do you say about that, Dr. McGee? And he said, hey, lady, listen, if the barn needs painting, paint it. But I should say, for us guys, if we need to lose 10 pounds, lose it, right? Whatever it takes. But we need to be very, very careful about that. It's very important. Your homework as a gathering tonight, as a church tonight, think about this. I'd like you to take this home for your homework. If you're a husband and wife, or if you can handle it, if you're engaged, begin to hold her hand. Now, when you're engaged, you can't let go of her hand. It's sad when you see married couples who can't hold hands. That hurts. That's sad. Guys, husbands, I want you to start holding her hand. You don't know my wife. Be a man and hold her hand. And if she pushes your hand away, just keep trying until you wear her out. Okay? And then ladies, this is hard. It's just as hard as a guy reaching out for your hand as you doing this, ladies. Compliment your man. See, but Jack, you know what? He's just a short little bald guy and he rolls around. Then you tell him, man, you are the cutest, shortest little bald guy I have ever seen. And you just drive me crazy. Compliment. Say things that are nice. Start practicing it. Can you do it? It's okay. It's absolutely something that we should be doing. Reach for her hand, turn to him and say something nice. You can do that. Also this, what gives in a marriage? You and I do, whenever we touch. When we touch. And listen, this is a big deal. Sexual and non-sexual touch is a powerful part of a relationship of marriage. Non-sexual touch. This is amazing to me. Guys, are you with me? I'm 51 years old. I'm still learning this. I don't know if I have enough time in my life to get this, but I'm trying. There's nothing more exciting for Lisa than for us to go to Blockbuster Video and rent I Love Lucy. And she wants to sit down and watch I Love Lucy with my arm around her. Okay? Women, what do you think about that? You like that, see? Guys, we can't do that. We have our arm around you. And isn't she funny? Look at that. Isn't Ricky funny? And it's like, yeah, he's funny. It's great. We are like a Doberman pincher sitting there, and there's a cat, you know, in front of the window. It's hard for us, but we will do it because we love you. But it's hard. Understand us. It's hard for us.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs. Here on Real Radio, in a message called Being a Christian in Your Home, Part 2. So glad you could join us today. And you know, marriage is not a ball and chain like the world would have you see it. It's the freedom of two people to love and be loved the way that God meant it to be. Being a Christian in Your Home, Part 2 is part of Pastor Jack's series called Life and Bible, a collection of messages on how to apply God's Word in the everyday challenges of real life. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Hey, by the way, if you'd like to donate to this ministry, we've made that real simple for you to do. Just go to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org, and click on either the Home tab or the Connect tab. Once you're there, just tap on the icon that's labeled Give and enter the dollar amount as a one-time gift or maybe a weekly or bi-weekly gift or as a monthly donation if you'd like. Under the Connect tab, there's also a way to connect with us. We'd love to hear from you. Just enter your name, your phone number, or email address, and we've provided a space there for any questions or comments that you might have. By the way, encouraging words for Pastor Jack, always very much appreciated, that's for sure. It's all right there at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Also available on the Real Life app. And if you need to get a hold of us, call us, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-777-2346. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.